He hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Your Excellency, Reverend Father McKenna, Reverend Father Maguire, and dear children, this Mass is that of the Immaculate Conception, and we celebrate today the 5th anniversary of ordination of our Father McKenna. It was on February 11th in the year 1858, 4 years after the definition of the Immaculate Conception, when Our Lady appeared to a poor young shepherdess named Bernadette Soubirous. Bernadette later said, "It is probably because I was the poorest person in Lourdes that Our Lady chose me." Our Lady of Lourdes was asking Catholics to pray and to do penance. Our Lady wished people to be healed, both spiritually and physically. Children, Father McKenna is known as our missionary priest because he travels to so many distant places, bringing Mass and the sacraments to the people who would otherwise be left without, who would be deprived of spiritual healing. He and us other priests often meet people who are dependent on us. You perhaps not always think or realize how great is this need of spiritual healing among our people, so I wanted to tell you one example. Last weekend I was in Shutterston, Louisiana, saying Mass in Our Lady of the Rosary Chapel. Always after the Sunday Mass, we priests visit a lady who is one of our longtime parishioners. She is 90 years old. She is very sick, very frail, constantly in pain, and falls down on a regular basis because she can hardly walk anymore, even with a walker. If you catch her on her usual day, she looks old and feeble. But whenever the priest comes to her home to give her Holy Communion, she totally changes. She starts to smile, and her eyes start to sparkle like those of a little girl. Always afterwards, when I ask her how she is doing, she says that she is in pains. But in the true spirit of the message of Our Lady of Lourdes, she offers it all up as a penance for the poor souls and in reparation for sins. There is only one thing which makes this lady sad, the fact that she cannot go to Holy Mass. Her husband, who was in Pearl Harbor during the Second World War, is even older than she is, and they cannot go out by themselves anymore. She always tells how very, very much she would want to go to Mass. And every time I see her, she hopes that next time I would see her in our chapel. But it's been over a year, probably closer to two, when she has last time been there. The irony of the story is that she and her husband, they live right next to a church. Her house is on one side of the road, and right on the other side is St. Joseph Church, which, when she moved to her house, used to be a Catholic parish. But then they changed the Mass, they changed the sacraments, and changed the doctrines. And she and her husband knew they could not go there anymore. She would never go to a church which had abandoned the holy sacrifice of the Mass and stopped preaching the Catholic religion she had been raised into. So she and her husband started to drive to our chapel to go to the Mass of Father Francis Fenton, who was its priest then and who offered only the true Latin Mass. This chapel of ours was 30 miles away, but still relatively close, considering what distances the traditional Catholics generally had to travel to go to the true Mass. But now she and her husband are old and totally dependent of their family for physical support and us priests for their spiritual support. Children, I'm telling you this so that you would appreciate the efforts your priests do to the faithful and what we do for you and your families. We have so many faithful like this lady who are counting on us to help them to go to heaven. Do you remember that on Monday I preached you about Jacob's ladder? This lady of Louisiana told me that when she was 5 years old, she used to watch to the sky, admiring the stars, and remembers thinking that she would want to get a ladder by which she could climb all the way to heaven, like the angels did in Jacob's vision. And just like God stood there holding the Jacob's ladder, now we priests, driving and traveling thousands of miles, go to the faithful all over the country and all over the world, really, holding the ladder so that our faithful can go to heaven. We meet people just like this old lady who are dependent on us, who give their lives to our hands so that we can support them and send them to heaven. In the ceremony of ordination, when the bishop is ordaining a new priest, he vests the candidate with the chasuble, saying, "Receive the priestly vestment by which charity is signified, for God is powerful to increase unto thee charity and perfect service." Children, on this joyful day, remember to appreciate the service your priests give you. When your grandparents or parents are dying, you call a priest to give them the last sacraments, to hold the ladder for the last time, so that your dear ones can climb to heaven. If you cannot go to the priest will come to you. What could be more charitable or more perfect service? Also, the priest will absolve your dear ones from their sins. This good Louisiana lady does not remember what she did a day or week before, but she remembers things over 80 years before, when she was a little child, and through the absolution of a priest, your dear ones are remitted from the sins of their adult lives, and God receives them as if they were just baptized. What then is more precious than a priest doing perfect charity work to the faithful Catholics? Father McKenna has done this work numerous times, and God willing and Our Lady interceding, he will do this for many more years to come, doing priestly work, which is perfect service. And it is so because priestly work is charity work. You remember that in heaven, faith and hope will be no more, but charity remains even in heaven. So the priest working for God is a true charity worker and brings a piece of heaven on earth. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.